there, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all to Ragamuffin Radio and to the very first radio webcast of the new year 2003. Greetings to all of our friends and listeners around the world upon the World Wide Web, and a special welcome to many new listeners tuning to our programs for the very first time upon hospital radio systems across the UK and America. Welcome to Ragamuffin. We hope that you've all had an enjoyable and relaxing family around you Christmas holiday. Tonight is another first in the Ragamuffin series of programs, a new show simply called In the Spotlight, co-presented by myself, and I'm Brian, the old Silver Fox, and the musical professor alongside me here, Miscreant Mike Plumley. Well, we simply take one chosen singer, songwriter, performer, and place them for your appreciation in the spotlight. Tonight, can we introduce you to, originally from Washington County, USA, but more lately living and performing through the west coast of America? She's one of America's first ladies of acoustic and electric blues, ladies and gentlemen, Alice Stewart.
Be a slave boy, ain't gonna tell you twice.
Big Boss Man from Alan Stewart.
Yeah, almost a classic San Francisco saying that of great memories of the Grateful Dead doing that. The old blues classic there, Big Boss Man.
And this track, first track we're listening to tonight, this is off a latest album.
Yeah, off of Alan Stewart's latest album, Can't Find No Heaven on Burnside Records.
Right, that's out this past year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's only released last November, and we've been sent a copy by Alice herself.
Now, I know nothing at all, or did know nothing at all, about Alice Stewart. What I do know at the moment, I love her music, I love her singing, I love her songs. What can you tell us about Alice Stewart? Where does she originate from, and what's her early history?
Well, I only found her history out really laterally, if you like. But apparently she's from Chelan, Washington State, on the west coast of America, which is apple country, apparently.
Yeah.
Really rural farming country. And she started in the early 60s, 60, 61, playing folk music, and was playing the sort of local folk scene up there. She was influenced by the blues, which is basically the core of her music now, but she was playing hootenanny shows and folk shows of the period. It's this classic period between the sort of Elvis Presley of the 50s, between that and the Beatles, you know, when the Pat Boones and the boy singers next door were on the road, and folk was booming, and folk blues was booming as well.
And where do you think she got her original blues influence from?
Well, apparently, I mean, the first blues she heard was Going Crazy with the Blues, which is an old blues dance standard, which she found in her mum and dad's closet, an old 78 record. That was the first introduction, apparently, she had to the blues. But I think where she really picked it up was from the country blues players and the folk players that she actually came into contact with live. I mean, she was mixing with all the great folk artists of the day, like, for example, Patrick Skye. And Patrick Skye was a Cree Indian, I believe. His girlfriend was Buffy St. Marie.
Right.
And he's quite a well-known figure in America of the time. Produced quite a few albums. And one of the songs we're going to feature tonight is I Don't Want You Hanging Around by, which is a Patrick Skye song that Alice actually learnt from Patrick Skye himself.
Right.
And so this is how she picked her music up. She heard it as you would at folk festivals and hanging around with performers. And that's how she comes to record, I guess, the R. Hooley album in 1964.
And playing more acoustic than electric.
Yo, this is way before her electric period, yeah. We're talking about the time, you know, when the Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead, were playing in bluegrass bands, were playing in folk aces and coffee aces, you know. It was this period before the psychedelia, almost, you know. Nothing was happening. It was all acoustic, if you like. There was no electric music as such until, I suppose, as soon as the Beatles hit America, then all these bands started to go out and get themselves electric instruments, and everybody wanted to be the Beatles.
Yep.
But that's that period when everybody was into folk music.
I don't want you hanging around. other side of town. You can sit and cry your tears, but there's one thing I know. It's you or me, plain to see. Hey, I ain't about to go. Point your feet toward the edge of town. I don't want you hanging around in my vicinity. I don't want you hanging around. No, sirree. I don't want you hanging around. The hammer, I'm carrying the nails. We're tearing down this building we've been working on for years. I know I hurt you, I didn't try. You forget the nights I lay awake and cry. Now you're telling everybody I ruined your life. You say you're broken hearted, you can't sleep at night. Think that I'm the problem, you want me to make it right. Wanna talk it over, want me to see it through your eyes. You can't be my friend if I don't apologize. You want me to compromise. Don't know
And there is the two classic styles of Alan Stewart. One, you've got the country, blues, folk influence of Patrick Skye song there.
Yeah.
From 1965, I think, he wrote it, and Alice learned it from him soon after he'd recorded it. And then you've got that classic electric blues that Alice does when she plugs in an electric guitar.
Uh-huh.
So both styles there.
Yeah.
Great guitar player.
Yeah. Gorgeous voice.
You get to 1966 and Alice meets Frank Zappa, who's just literally put the Mothers of Invention together and are about to record the classic Freak Out, which is the first Mothers of Invention album. Now, the Mothers were an anarchic band led by Zappa, absolutely taking the rip out of the whole Beach Boys pop do what record business,
yeah,
as it stood, and playing rock and roll, blues and classical music. And Alice played guitar with Zappa on the road, I think, or was at least was working with him for about 6 months.
Right.
And if you look at the cover of Freak Out, in the big long list of people that are listed, like Igor Stravinsky and Howlin' Wolf, you'll find Alice Stewart.
Stewart's in the credits.
Which is where I first saw her known, but I didn't know her then. I didn't have a clue about her music then. Yeah, one of the great influences, I think, on anybody who's involved in the blues and guitar playing has got to be Blind Willie McTell.
Yeah.
And it's no surprise to know that when Alice first heard Blind Willie McTell, the tingles went down her spine as well, like they do with everyone. And she's, one of her great covers is States for Blues by Blind Willie McTell. That old standard and classic the Allman Brothers did, everybody's done. Oh, I think Alice Stewart does it absolutely stupendously. Thank you.
Right, now that was Blind Willie McTell's song, Statesboro Blues. Tell me, Mike, have you ever actually seen Alice Stewart live?
Yeah, once. Just once.
Well, I'm going to squeeze the story out of you.
Yeah, we've got to go back a few years. We've got to go back to 1974. And Van Morrison's really first big tour as a solo artist here in Europe that actually broke him as a major recording artist with Warner Brothers at the time.
Yeah.
Was responsible for the whole Van Morrison, if you like, fan base in England. And that's no exaggeration. I mean, it's Too Late to Stop Now tour, which produced a double album. And the support act was Alice Stewart. A lot of surprises, because most of the people that turned up at the Colston Hall, or some of them, were aficionados of Van Morrison and a little known folk duo called Ter Na Nog, who I believe might have been from Wales, so hence in Bristol, Colston Hall, they probably had quite a following. And they were quite disappointed. So I was sat amongst up there at the Bristol Colston Hall upstairs, and there were quite a few disappointed people that this trio came out and plugged in, and it wasn't Turner Nog, it was Alice Stewart and Snake. And that was what she called her band, too, just a bass player and a drummer. And this fuzzy-haired lady came out, young girl came out, plugged in an electric guitar, and just wanged the walls. It was beautiful stuff. You know, it was typical San Francisco blues, hard-edged, and she was excellent guitarist. I mean, she was just great, just astounding. I didn't know anything about her, and she basically went back to San Francisco, and you'd read the occasional snippet in the Melody Maker to say that she was scorching clubs up and down the west coast of America, but very little else about her. But luckily we have got some recorded material towards the end of what would have been when Alice was deciding to hang up a guitar. She got together a band, and we've got some live from San Francisco material from that band from 1977, haven't we?
I'll tell you what, why don't we give this a listen? This is quite a rare recording, isn't it?
Tonight, 99's rockin' at the Columbia Recording Studios on Folsom Street in San Francisco. It's part of a series of programs where we bring you the best of local talent, local rock and roll talent. Tonight, one of the best, Alice Stewart and a new big band, Seven Pieces. We'll do a short set of music and then talk to Alice and then do a big set of music, and Alice, it's yours.
Change. I don't look at the fields, or someone's got the fear of your rain. I didn't look at the farm, ran to the door, knew the hand to do to make me feel more like a bird, yes. Like a bird. I went to the car, I put the key in the slot, and the trouble just closed the door. My knees are shaking, my mouth's out of pain.
Stewart, guitarist, lead singer of, do you call it the Alice Stewart Band?
Yeah,
Alice Stewart and the Boys? Or
Possibly.
Yeah, for right now, it's Alistair Dan.
And I made a mistake at the beginning. I said there were seven pieces, and try as I may, I couldn't find the seventh member. It's six pieces, right?
Yeah, six.
This is a new band for you, isn't it?
Huh? Yeah, it's. I've had these great singers with me for about two and a half, three months.
Uh-huh.
And the drummer, I've had about a month longer than them, and the bass player and keyboard player just joined us about a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is new.
Well, you've had a couple of bands so far.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I've been going through them pretty fast lately just because I finally, I want to get it right.
It takes a while to get the right people to work
with. It takes a long time to get people who you can feel are sympathetic to your music, and also you can be sympathetic to them, and you can do something professional, you know.
You do a little bit of everything, hot cooking, rock and roll, reggae, a lot of stuff.
And that's another thing, it's hard to find people that can play, and actually what that means probably is want to play, right? Because if you're a good musician, you can play anything you want.
But it looks like they get into everything that they play, too.
Definitely.
A little jazz lick now, some rock and roll, some reggae.
Yeah.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from Washington State.
Really?
Small town, very small town.
It's interesting. We did Stephen Freeman a couple of weeks ago, and he's also from Washington State. And there's something about the weather up there that brings out good musicianship,
Jimi Hendrix was from Seattle.
Yeah. How long you been in the Bay Area?
Off and on since 64. 63 or 64, when I was in the Berkeley Folk Festival the first time in 64.
Yeah. Do you plan any recording or what the...
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've done a couple records already, but I plan to try to tighten up this band and start looking for a contract very soon.
Going to go take it on the road, you think, and do some touring with it?
Have to, because I love the road myself anyway.
Yeah.
I really like it because you... Well, for one thing, this is probably my own woman's attitude or something, but if you're living on the road and you're in hotels and things, all you have to do is your music. That is it. You don't have to clean your room up. You don't have to fix your food. You don't have to do anything.
Have to worry about mortgages.
Play music and write music and,
That seems to be a great attraction for most musicians who go on the road.
Yeah.
You get tired of it after a while, but they're, after you've been
off
the road.
Then you start working. That's when the work begins.
Yeah.
When the fun, oh, great, is kicks, It's not really kicks for me anymore, but it's time to work,
What kind of formal musical training did you have, if any?
I took piano from age five. I took for about 7 years, I guess, and I played drums in a high school band. I started playing guitar when I got out of school. Actually, I've been playing guitar about 13, 14 years probably. Electric guitar, I've been playing about 5 years.
Okay, well, we're going to take just a brief break for a spot and then come back and introduce the band and have more of Alice Stewart.
Thank you. Oh,
You mentioned before we played those two interviews and those two tracks, Everyone Knows, and before that, Natural Woman, that she was at a point in her career where she was about to hang up her guitar for a while. So can you tell me what happened from that point, from that date? When would that be, roughly?
Well, if I went back to, well, I must be late 70s, now reading a biography, it must have been the late 70s that she hung up her guitar and settled down to raise her children.
So how long did she drop out of the musical scene for?
Well, something like 14 or 15 years. So she didn't re-emerge till something like 94 or 95. And she teamed up with a bassist and vocalist and performer with the engaging name of Prune Bruni. And she ended up performing and teaching at what's called the Port Townsend Country Blues Festival. But she's ended up all through the late 90s actually being a guitar teacher. You know, and Alice is still not a household name, but she is well known in very small circles, and she deserves to be far better known. As we've heard tonight.
I'm going to come in there and say, right, we're going to spin another track in this series. This is a number called Hard Time Killing Floor,
which is the old Nehemiah Skip James song, which Alice is created a new chord structure for, and gives it a real power, I think.
Totally different feel, a lovely song. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
trying to meet from door to door. Hard time driving me from door to door. Ain't got no money, I can't pay my rent. Any help I'd get would have to be heaven sent. I need some help, heaven sent. Sing one more verse, I can't say no more. Telling you about hard times from door to door. Hard times driving me from door to door. Door to door.
Think she got her original blues influence from?
Well, apparently, I mean, the first blues she heard was Going Crazy with the Blues, which is an old blues dance standard, which she found in her mum and dad's closet, an old 78 record. That was the first introduction, apparently, she had to the blues.
Ever in
crazy with the blues.
Well, Going Crazy with the Blues, a unique interpretation on that old dancehall classic by Alice Stewart. That song simply lifts you up into a toe-tapping musical dreamland. Wonderful, wonderful stuff there from Alice.
You know, trends come and go, but when you got somebody with the talent of Alice Stewart, that's, you know, that could turn up in a club and knock you off your feet, basically.
Yeah.
Which is why our last couple of songs are going to be Alice Stewart live. Now, these aren't available commercially. These have just been recorded off the soundboards at two venues that Alice played, but they'll give you some sort of feel for Alice playing live, playing with solo on the first song, which is her own song, New York City, which is live from Sirens at the Port Townsend Blues Festival.
Yeah.
And the final that we're going to finish with is a classic Chris Wall song, which I think Alice is virtually making her own here.
Thank you.
without a phone call, the likes of which I got today. It was only my lover said hello, then goodbye, and he said he was going away.
Modify.
That was two absolutely fantastic tracks from Alice Stewart, particularly the second one, the last one of the evening. I feel like Hank Williams tonight.
Yeah, when she starts on that New York City blues from Sirens Port Townsend Festival, where you, it feels like a log camp with all that clapping. You can, it's almost back a generation, isn't
it? That's off the sawdust floor,
right? Yeah, it's right off the sawdust floor, and you can hear it. And then, I mean, that beautiful Barco bass by Prune Rooney, and that emotional pull of that song, you know, live at the Strawberry Music Festival, and the singing, and the ending, the harmonies at the end, that's just an absolute cracker, isn't it?
Unbelievable stuff. Yeah.
And, I mean, we've been chatting about Alice, but we've forgotten to mention, as yet, well, where you can find her music and where she's touring.
Yeah, and where the various tracks that we use tonight. We know the last two are not commercially available.
Yeah, well, let's start off by saying that if you go to www.alicestewart.com, and it's S-T-U-A-R-T, as John Stewart would have said, alicestewart.com, you'll get all the details of her albums. But if you want to find Alice, she's touring up and down that west coast of America. She may be going to more places, who knows, but she deserves to be coming to England because she is an A-class one act.
Well, I have to thank you, Michael, for the terrific lesson in music tonight. I've enjoyed every minute of this, and I'm certainly going to enjoy putting the edit for this program together. And now, really, it just leaves us to say goodnight to all our friends and listeners out there. And I know we don't normally do dedications on this program, but I do think we have to make an exception tonight for a personal friend of ours whose birthday it was on Boxing Day, the 26th of December. So to Jack Williams down there with his partner Judy in Kerrville, Texas, our very best wishes, and for you to know that this program tonight was put together particularly with you in mind. And from us two old ragamuffins, Whiskey and Mike over there, the fountain of all music knowledge, and myself, the old silver top himself, it's good night, God bless, and I hope and wish you all a very, very good 2003.
Yeah, and before we go, I want to say Happy New Year and thanks for the beer bribe, but also congratulations to Alice Stewart, who got married on November the 16th.
She did indeed. Yes, she did.
Congratulations, Alice. I hope we'll see you one day in merry old England.
It would be nice.
Yeah. See you, Jack, in the spring, I guess.
Well, I think it might be later. But from all of us this side of the pond, good night, God bless everybody, and a happy and prosperous New Year to you all.
Happy New Year, and cheers.